Good morning, and we welcome to the Daily Pod for the first time the Assistant Fire Chief at the Greensburg Fire Department, Brian Winning. Good morning to you, Brian.
Good morning, Tom. How are you today?
I'm fine, and I trust you are as well.
Yes, I am on this chilly morning.
Indeed. And, of course, we've gone through, speaking of the weather, we've gone through all four seasons, I believe, this week. But looking ahead, though, this is a momentous year for the Greensburg Fire Department, Brian, in a number of ways, including the 150th anniversary of the department.
Yes, we're excited to celebrate our 150 years of great tradition and history at the Greensburg Fire Department. We started our department in 1874, bought our very first steam engine, a 1874 number 3 Lada steam engine from Cincinnati, Ohio, and our very first fire chief was Arthur Hutchinson, and we had two different companies. We had the B.W. Wilson Fire Company, named after a prominent politician in Greensburg at that time. And then we have the Hook and Ladder Company. And when the department started, it was they had called for a steam engine and a Hook and Ladder Company and 60 able-bodied men to form the department. And at that time, the men were the ones that pulled the equipment around, not horses. It was easier to get the equipment to the correct spot instead of having a team of horses. So that was the very beginning back in the early 1800s, or late 1800s, I should say.
And as far as the locations of the fire companies, where were those, as far as where they were in town and so forth, exactly where were those located?
Okay, when the fire companies organized in 1874, Greensburg did not have a fire station, of course, and did not have a city hall. The mayor and the council would meet at a storefront somewhere on the square, maybe an apartment above one of the businesses as such, but they did not have a permanent building. So when they purchased the steam engine, they recognized that they had to have a place to put that. And they decided to, they looked at a few lots around downtown Greensburg, and they settled on a lot just south of where currently where Taft Furniture is on South Broadway. So about midway down the block on South Broadway on the west side of the street, the actual address is 107 South Broadway. They purchased a lot from Augustus Lathrop in 1874. And then they contracted to have a building built, and the building cost $3,335.50 to have the building built. What's interesting about that fact is the steam engine cost $6,000. So as you can see, the steam engine cost almost double what it was for the building. And people ask the question, why is it so expensive? Well, in that time, in the 1870s, everybody was a carpenter. That trade was very common. Anybody could build. It was a skilled labor, but also most people had the skills to cut lumber, nail, frame something up. But it was a very special skill to be a steam engine builder, to be able to do pipe fitting and all of those things, and that's why the cost of the steam engine was so much. But that was the very first city hall and fire station combination. The bottom floor was the firehouse with two bays, actually, at the time. And then upstairs was the living quarters for the firefighter. And then it had the mayor's office, the council chambers, and I think the clerk treasurer's office all upstairs. In 1884, they decided to add on. They added one more bay, it's another 20-foot section, and they bought that property from Augustus Lathrop's son, Ezra Lathrop, and the addition to the building cost $1,500 to add on to the building. That is currently, that building has a three bays across the front of it, and that is where the original fire station in City Hall was from 1874 to 1975 when we moved into the station that we are currently in on North Ireland. So that served us well for 100 years.
Well, that's quite the story, the fact that you had all, you know, pretty much one-stop shopping at that time, you know, Greensburg being one of those communities at that time. And two, as you mentioned, Brian, the fact that the building cost so much less than the actual apparatus that was used at the time. And you know, that's always striking when you look back 100 years, and the fact that things cost what they did at that time compared to now.
Yes, very, very interesting. As we move forward into the late 1800s and into the 1900s, technology, of course, just really took off. We started to see the invention of the automobile, and of course, horses were still very popular. You know, the steam engine, the hook and ladder, the hose company. Eventually, those were all pulled by horses, and they had horses in the stalls. They had, of course, those three bays were full of equipment and horses on the bottom floor of the firehouse. And the city of Greensburg started to realize that maybe that as technology moved forward, that we might need a motorized fire truck. So there was a lot of discussion about whether to buy a motorized fire truck, and a lot of back and forth with council members, with the community, with the fire department. And in 1917, the headlines in the Greensburg Standard said that new motorized truck on its way. Well, they had a meeting in November of 1917 with the mayor and the city council members to accept bids or collect bids for a new fire truck. They get to the December council meeting 1 month later, and the council members and the mayor rejected all bids for a fire truck. And unfortunately, they were going out of office, and a new set of politicians were coming in office in 1918, and they said, we don't want anything to do with this. We'll let the new mayor and council members coming in 1918 to take care of it. Well, 1918 rolled around and no fire truck. So they hem-hauled around for another 4 years deciding whether they needed a fire truck. And it came to a, they had fire trucks come in and the council members would check them out and see which ones they wanted, and nobody could make a decision. Well, on March 3rd, 1922, Louis Levenstein's house burned down. Now, most people in Greensburg would know the Levenstein name. He was a very prominent businessman in Greensburg and had a store that had all kinds of dry goods, flooring, carpets, draperies, not carpets, but rugs. At that time, there wasn't carpet. But he had a very good store in Greensburg, and his house burned down. And the very next council meeting, the mayor and the council decided that we needed a new fire truck. So by April 3rd, 1 month later, the city of Greensburg bought their very first motorized fire truck for $9,000. It was a 1922 White, was the brand name, White chassis, and that was when we got our first fire truck. So it's interesting that the inaction of the mayor and the city council, they reacted to a fire instead of just getting the truck bought, which is very interesting to me.
Indeed. And so with that, we're going to go ahead and take a quick time out, and then we'll take a look toward the current fire station at Ireland Street, and also the new fire station going up just by the bypass, as we continue our conversation with Greensburg Assistant Fire Chief Brian Winning right after this.
Don't adjust your radio. The sound that you hear is your stomach. You're having trouble focusing. You can't recall your last meal. You're trapped in the hunger zone. The solution, Batesville To Go. Let To Go deliver a hot, fresh meal to your home or office whenever hunger strikes. To Go delivers the best food from local restaurants. Visit us online at togodelivers.com or call us at 812-727-8800. Batesville To Go. Big city convenience, small town taste.
And welcome back as we continue our visit with Brian Winning. He is the Assistant Fire Chief for the Greensburg Fire Department. And, of course, Brian, you had alluded to the Ireland Street Station, Fire Station 1, which, as you said, went online in 1975. Of course, the current headquarters. But as folks who, unless they've been under a rock, know that a new station is going up at Baruchel and Broadway. And of course, also to mark the occasion of the 150th anniversary of the fire department, we've got a special memento for people to look forward to in the toward the end of the year.
Yes, so we did move into our station in Ireland in 1975. We've been in that station for 49 years, and as you alluded to, we are currently building a new station. We are hoping to get into that station sometime in May or June, and then have a open house, you know, the following month or so, and that is very exciting for us to be able to be in the very new updated building and with more room for our apparatus, for our men. Our department has grown, so that's exciting. But in conjunction with the 150th anniversary, I've been working on collecting the history of the Greensburg Fire Department, starting back, and I mentioned that our department started in 1874, but I went back to 1853, where Greensburg actually first bought a hook and ladder wagon and 50 rubber buckets, and they started a bucket brigade. So they really did have fire protection back before the fire department, and it was just the townsmen would gather if there was a fire and use rubber buckets and just do the bucket brigade to put fires out. So from 1853 to currently, I've been working on putting together a book. Tracy Winters, a local publisher here in Greensburg, has agreed to help me with that and publish the book. It's going to be a coffee table book with about 100 pages with text, pictures, just going to be a rich history and tradition of where our department started and how it came along up until 2024. I'm really excited about the project. And once that book comes out, we'll have it available for people to purchase. I am going to maybe do a little speaking engagement on it. Maybe it's the Chamber of Commerce has asked me to do something to do a little speaking about it. Maybe a different, the Optimist Club or different things like that, of just kind of building it up at the Historical Society and talk about this book. But very excited about the project.
Yeah, of course, you went before the Board of Works in February and brought this up, and, you know, the Board of Works agreeing to help along with that as far as publishing it with Mr. Winters.
Yeah, we had to enter into a contract, and the mayor and the fire chief Stormer stepped up and helped me with the budget of that to be able to pay for the contract to be able to get this thing off the ground. And but we will, I think some of the proceeds that hopefully that we get back from the book will go to pay that the cost of having the book published. But I think that I'm excited about it. I'm hoping that the community gets excited about it. And as we have the open house, we're going to do a pre-order for books there. And we'll have some history and some content that people can take a look at. Maybe a few pages of the book done that they can peruse and just get excited about the book.
And Brian, when are you looking to get the book published and into the hands of folks?
The plan, Tom, is to have the book completed except for the new open house of the station. So once the station has been dedicated, once we have the pictures and the newspaper article from the new station, That will go into the end of the book, and that will be given to Tracy Winters, and Winters Publishing will then begin to finalize the book. And we're looking at the possibility of September, October, when the book will be available. That's tentative, depending on when the actual dedication open house to the fire station is.
All right. And of course, obviously, the department has to get the equipment moved in and get everybody acclimated before, you know, have your soft opening, so to speak, before the big event. And so we'll be definitely keeping an eye on that one, as they say. But as we continue our conversation with Greensburg Assistant Fire Chief Brian Wenning. And Brian, what prompted you to take on this particular endeavor?
Well, when I started at the fire department in 1992, I worked with a firefighter named Don Minning. And I know a lot of, if anybody's familiar with the Greensburg Fire Department, that name definitely rings a bell. He was a firefighter that was there for 37 years. He was kind of the face of the department. He loved to tell stories. He loved to talk about the rich history of the fire department. He always talked about older firefighters, and as I would sit there, I was on Don's shift, and he would just tell stories, and I would listen to his stories, and it just kind of got me excited about where we came from, you know, that these older firefighters, and just very interesting to me, and I've always enjoyed history. So as he told stories, sometimes he would embellish, sometimes I would not believe everything he told me. He is kind of a jokester too. But, you know, when we talked about doing this, Don passed away after 37 years at the Greensburg Fire Department. He retired and he passed away. I think it was in 2012, I believe. But we talked about doing this book, and the first thing that came to mind was I want to retell some of Don's stories, some of Don's history, and keep that tradition alive. And that is really the impetus for this book. Is one, we do have a great fire department. Two, it is all those things that Don Minning would speak about, and I wanted to keep that tradition alive, his tradition alive, and share that as we go forward with the new fire department, new fire station.
All right. So again, be on the lookout. It is the 150th anniversary of the Greensburg Fire Department this year, and also a coffee table book that Brian and Tracy Winters from Winters Publishing are putting together. So we'll be on the lookout for that later this year, around September or October. And well, Brian Wenning, again, Greensburg Assistant Fire Chief, we sure appreciate your time this morning. Stay well. And continued success to with you and the as far as the book is published and getting that taken care of, and all the best, and stay safe to you and your fellow firefighters.
Thank you, Tom. I appreciate you taking the time to give me a shout out, and we are excited. So we will keep everybody updated on our new happenings at the Greensburg Fire Department.